The John Lewis Every Child Deserves a Family Act was championed by the late civil rights icon and congressman, and the bill is named in his memory. Currently, federally funded child welfare agencies are prohibited from discrimination based on race only. The proposed legislation would add categories including sexual orientation, gender identity, and religious beliefs, among others. Co-sponsor New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says government needs to ensure a quality and equitable foster system.
Our legislation would end this outrageous discriminatory policy, help give more children a loving home, and create a system that supports the best interest of our children, foster and adoptive parents alike.
Skylar Baber leads an adoption advocacy group out of D.C. He says he's seen both the highs and lows of the system when he himself was an LGBTQ child in foster care.
I was taught that I had a demon inside me, that I was fighting for my soul, and that my sexuality was caused by possession. No matter how much I prayed, I couldn't pray the gay away.
Then Baber found a school teacher who wanted to adopt him, but he was turned away by another form of discrimination that the bill would bar, marital status.
After about a year of getting to know my teacher, taking lessons and getting involved in community theater, he asked me to be adopted, something that caught me and my abusive foster family off guard. But my teacher was denied adoption because he was a single male and unmarried. I was told I was unadoptable and went through several more placements.
The bill has been introduced in the House several times in past years, but now Gillibrand and other advocates hope to get it through as part of nationwide infrastructure legislation. Ryan Zunner, WBFO News.